The Black Flame of the Amazon, featuring the jungle adventures of Harold Noyce.
Many days have come and gone since Mr. Noyce first met Gene and Jimmy Brady. And what a fortunate meeting that was for the son and daughter of the famous archaeologist. You recall that Noyce, the explorer, on an expedition up the mighty Amazon River, had beached his dugouts on a sandbar one evening, discovered strange footprints on the shore, and decided to investigate. Accompanied by Pedro, his Portuguese assistant, they were following the trail.
I don't like this, Pedro. Footprints made by boots, small boots, in a place where footprints just should not be.
Si, senor. Not the man's size boots, no. Maybe perhaps she is the pygmy white man, yes, no? For the goodness my sake, senor, what was those?
Oh, don't ask me, Pedro. That's a new sound in this jungle.
You see? There was not the jungle animal. No, that was something not good to hear.
And so cautiously, they headed toward that weird sound. Then, coming to a little clearing well in from the river, suddenly Pedro saw it. An aeroplane, almost hidden in the dense jungle growth. So, crawling through the brush.
No sounds of life around that plane at all, Pedro.
No, senor. But look. You see?
Yeah.
The campfire, she is burned good.
Well, come on, let's get a little nearer. Easy now. No saying what we may find here.
Yes, for the love of the little blue apple, senor. Somebody, she's shooting the shoots at us.
Stand right where you are. No, don't turn around.
And drop those guns, too.
That's an order. Drop them.
And here it was that Mr. Noyce and Pedro listened to a strange story. The two youngsters explained about why they were in the jungle country and why their father was a prisoner in an old temple up in the Black Flame country. Explained about the secret map and the treasure of buried Incan gold. And it was while these things were being explained that Butch Grogan, the notorious jungle renegade, leading a band of savage Indians, arrived to attack the disabled airplane. However, he didn't know that Mr. Noyce, the explorer, had arrived on the scene. And so...
But what do we do, Mr. Noyce?
Listen. Listen. Here they come. Did you hear that?
All right. Now, here's what to do. I'll get in behind the cabin door and hide there. Gene and you, Jimmy, stand in the open doorway.
Oh, yes, sir.
Offer no resistance. Invite Grogan in here. Now, go ahead. Hurry. Leave the rest to me.
And that bluff worked. Butch Grogan took the bait and walked right into the trap, thanks to the coolness of little Miss Jean. It was she who...
Please, Mr. Grogan, come right in. We don't want any fighting. Please, come right in.
Yeah, don't mind if I do. You two punks are showing good sense.
I suppose it's our treasure map you want, Grogan.
Yeah, how'd you guess it? Sure, it's the map I want, and I want it now, see? Come on, quit stalling. Hand it over.
Don't move, Grogan.
What?
Don't, I say.
What is this? Oh, it's you, Noyce. Look, Noyce, you keep out of this, see? You're butting into my affairs just once too often. It's going to be your neck this time.
But Noyce, with the help of Pedro, Jimmy, and Jean, made prisoners of Butch Grogan and his villainous partner, Limey Scroggins. And now, with the way clear, the explorers decided to go with the Brady youngsters to the Black Flame Country, and tomorrow they push off on that dangerous journey. It is evening. All around is the hush of the vast jungle. From away in the darkness, drums and the faint calls of night birds and occasionally the weird cries of animals that prowl. Mr. Noyce, Pedro, and the Indian boy Quito are sitting by the campfire.
Quito, throw some more wood on the fire. We'll keep it blazing good tonight. And then you go down to where Grogan and Scroggins are being guarded and see that their fire is kept going, too.
Si, senor. Hey, senor, you know something? I'm no like that Grogan and Scroggins go with us. No, no, senor. We are have plenty more things happen to us if they go with us, I think.
Yes, but not half so much as what might happen if we turn them loose. Well, it took us a long time to capture them, Pedro.
And we maybe not never capture them if the Senor Jim and the Senorita, they do not do it for us, eh?
Yes, indeed. For two, shall we say, greenhorns, newcomers into the jungle, they certainly learned quickly. I say, they feel right at home here, Pedro. Look over there. Jimmy in his hammock, sound asleep.
Si, senor. The senorita, look. In the little tent. No light no more. She has retired, too. It was the one most very hard day for them, Senor Noyce.
Yes, for all of us, Pedro. But while they sleep, I think it best that we keep watch tonight. We're in strange country.
Oh, so. You know, I think so, too. I am, what you say, full of the jitteries. I cannot tell why, but it is the jitters what I have much of this night.
Mm-hmm. Someone coming. That you, Cato?
Si, Senor Noyce. It is me, Quito.
Well, how is everything at the other fire? The prisoners being well cared for?
Si, senor. They are very good tied up by the hands and the feet. And one of my people is down near to watch they do not get untied and run away.
Well, okay, Quito. Now, supposing you and Pedro get a few hours sleep, I'll take first watch.
But please, senor. The bad ones, Grogan and Scroggins, they'll talk much one with the other. And they may be signaled somebody.
Hey, I wonder what's going on here. Pedro, perhaps we've been overlooking something. Grogan and Scroggins may have native accomplices who have followed them here.
It may be so, senor. And that means trouble she is with us some more. And when we take those two bad ones with us up the river, those troubles she come too.
Yes, I begin to think you're right, Pedro. I just wish I knew what to do. But you see, we can't kill them. That isn't the white man's justice at all.
Well, why not ship them down the river?
Well, all right. Then look, Pedro. First thing at sunup, Grogan and Scroggins are going back downriver. I've been trying to make that decision for quite some time, and now I've made it.
Si, senor. That is very much good to hear that. And Pedro, she is the one maybe perhaps what takes them down the river, eh?
No. No, Pedro. No, I have other plans for you. Quito.
Si, senor.
That will be your job. Now, it's up to you to see that Grogan and Scroggins are sent back down to Morton's trading post.
Si.
Now, I'll send word to Morton just what to do with them. But now, Pedro,
si.
While I'm giving Quito his instructions, here's what you might do.
Si, senor, and I'm do it, too.
All right. Now, you just slip down quietly to the other fire. Keep well hidden, and keep your ears open, and see if you can find out what Grogan is up to.
Si.
See if you can discover just who or what he was signaling to.
And I am going out.
Now, careful now, Pedro. It may be dangerous. If Grogan does have accomplices, watch out for them. You understand?
Yes, senor. I am the one most very good watcher out there.
Yes, senor.
All right. Now, Quito.
Si?
Listen carefully. We don't want to alarm Jean or Jimmy unnecessarily, but I think we're due for some more trouble.
Si,
I know we are.
Big, much trouble.
Well, now, here is the job for you. At daybreak tomorrow, take two dugouts.
Si?
Three of your people in each dugout. We load Grogan into one canoe and Scroggins into the other.
Oh, they will be prisoners? They will be tied up by the hands and the feet?
Yes, they will, and you'll see that they keep tied, you understand?
Oh, si, senor, I'm like that. Thank you. Oh, I'm like that job very much.
Yes, I kind of thought you were.
Senor, if those two bad ones, if they make too much trouble for me, please, senor, may Quito push them in deep water of the river, please?
Ah, now, Quito. Just in case you have in mind some such nonsense, I'm sending Jimmy along with you. And you keep your eye on Grogan and Scroggins, and Jimmy will keep his eye on you, you see. That should keep things as they should be.
The Senor Jim, he's go with me back to the place of the Senor Morton down river?
No, you won't go all the way. Just to below the lower rapids. After that, it is smooth water. No portage at all. Now, as soon as you have the canoes beyond the rapids, give instructions to your paddlers to make the rest of the trip alone. You understand?
And the Senor Jim and Tito, we come back here, eh?
Yes. Now, you will find a dugout hidden just above the rapids, one I left behind just in case of trouble. Now, Jimmy and you will take that canoe and hurry back here. You will find us further upstream, but we'll go slowly.
Senor. And I go and tell the Senor Jim what we are doing in the morning, eh?
No, no, let Jimmy sleep. Time enough when dawn breaks. You better go get some sleep, too.
But, Signore, but this most bad.
Yeah, it's a drum of some sort. Away to the west of us. On this side of the river, though.
That was the voice of the singing drum, Signore. Yeah. My father, he hear that sometime. He tell Quito about that drum that sings. This is the most bad one, Signore.
You say your father knows all about that drum? What is the singing drum? Your father ever see it?
No, no, Signore. He did not see it, but he hear it. And he knows. You know it is the thing would speak only in soft whisper. It is the great magic, Signor.
Right, Cato. What great magic?
My father, he said to me, the drum that sings, it is the drum of strange people of the deep jungle. The people of the no heads.
No heads? Oh, that's nonsense, Cato.
But it is so, Signor. Oh, here, Pedro, he's come. Maybe he heard the singing drum, eh?
Señor Lloyd.
Yes?
We have to get away from him most quick, I think. Someone was here watch, like I say.
So they did have an accomplice, eh? A native Pedro, did you see him?
You see, señor, I see him. See him two times. But I'm not like what I see. I maybe have the, well, maybe the fever, eh? Maybe I'm not going to be so well.
What do you mean, Pedro? Are you really ill? You look white as a ghost.
Oh, si, señor. Because maybe perhaps I'm see one ghost. Señor, I'm just see something which I'm not believe. Si, señor. I see it with those two eyes, but I'm not believe what I see.
Say, what is this? First, Quito, here's a strange drum. Tells me it's the singing drum, the drum of the headless men, and all that sort of tommy rot. And now you...
Si, senor, I'm hear that drum. But that is not all, senor. I see something else also, senor.
What?
You know what I see?
No.
I see, listen, I see one warrior, and he have no head.
Hey, this is bad magic. And you can't make Pedro believe it's tommy rot. When Pedro sees something like he just saw, he forms his own opinions. Moreover, Quito recognized that singing drum. You heard what he had to say. What is to be the outcome of this fateful night? What were the words of that singing drum song? Why was it singing? What new tale has the jungle night to tell? Next time you tune in on the Black Flame of the Amazon, you'll find surprises awaiting you.